In this week's parsha, we have the concept of tzaras abatim, of homes. The Torah writes the language of tzaras abatim, an interesting language, which Chazal pick up upon. It says, I'm going to place negat tzaras. So Chazal abatim, it doesn't say if you do an aveira, it doesn't say maybe, it says it's a fact. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to put negat tzaras beveis eretz achuz aschem. So why would the Torah write a language that's definitely going to happen? So Rashi quotes from Chazal that the Amoreim hid their treasures in the walls. The Jews would not necessarily know to break open the walls and to find the treasures. So the Rashi put a tzaras there, and the Jew was therefore forced halachically to break into the walls, and by doing so, he found the treasures. The Zohar takes it a step further. He sees that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Reb Shimon, is bothered by that the Torah says that the process, you have to take out the stones and put new stones in. When you rebuild, after you destroyed the house, you can't use those stones anymore. So why can't you use those stones? If the purpose is just to find the treasures which are hidden, take the stones out, find the treasures which are hidden in the walls, and rebuild the house using the same stones. But the Torah does not allow him to use rebuild with the same stones. You must start with brand new stones, fresh from the ground. So why is that? So therefore the Zohar understands that this is a totally different issue. The Baruch is saying that we're going to go there to Sirla, and we want to live in these homes. You want to bring kedusha in these homes, develop kedusha in these homes. You want to raise your children in these homes. These homes are contaminated with tumah, not the tumah of tzaras, the tumah of what the Marim built into their homes. Their attitudes, their aveiras, and it permeates the walls of the home. You find the person is nifter, and the Torah says, who's going to be made against him what I did privately? The Evan Mekir Tizak, the Avonim witnessed what happened. And they will scream out from the walls, and they will scream out in Shemayim, and they'll say what happened. So the Avonim witnessed that. And the Torah is saying that you want to build a home of Kedusha, you can't build it on a foundation of Tumah. You have to eradicate the Tumah which is there from the foundation, and start over again with a new home, a home of Kedusha, only of Kedusha, founded on Kedusha. Obviously, once you understand that, the applications of that are myriad. Another example that you have in the Gemara B'Metzia, the Gemara says that Reb Chiya went out to make sure the Torah was not forgotten in Klal Yisrael. He went out to the cities of Klal Yisrael, and he saw the children needed to be taught Torah. So what did he do? He planted flax, and he used the flax to make the threads to sew the Sefer Torah, and he made the sword that they used, and he went and he was ma'abed aros. Why can't you use aros which are moved already? We're not talking about a Sefer Torah. We're talking about the Megillahs that they used to teach the children. Why do you have to plant the flax? Everything had to be starting out with fresh, with kedusha. You couldn't use that which was already made, and not for this purpose. You want to make it starting fresh, starting perfect. That's our avodah we have with our children. It's avodah we have as adults. That sometimes we start building on something and realize that the foundation is not as strong as it has to be. Sometimes you have to eradicate the issue back at its roots. And from that position of eradicating at its roots, and then rebuilding again from the fresh with Kedusha, with Tahara, we're able to build something which has much more of a stronger foundation. Examples are many, but that is the concept. Have wonderful Shabbos.